You're looking good.
You know what? I feel good, but these legs ain't got nothing going on. Nothing. I tell you.
Well, as long as the top half is working.
Well, I think I can get it fixed. That's yeah, one thing. Okay. Yeah. Carl kind of threw the monkey wrench.
He wear you out?
Would you like some coffee?
Huh? Want some coffee? Coffee?
No.
Water or anything?
No.
Did she push him all the way from home here?
She already is like coming down.
There you go.
See a motor on that.
Yeah. Probably. It's good.
5 minutes late, that ain't bad.
You made it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So the first item is a resolution appropriating the county's motor fuel tax funds for our FY 2015 county road maintenance. The resolution is in your packet, which is appropriating the funds. And then I also passed out a breakdown of the county estimate of maintenance costs.
There you go. Now.
So you'll see the $756,780 total there on that total up at the top of the estimated maintenance costs. So you'll see there what those funds are set aside for various things, including crack sealers and salt, of course, and all of our aggregates and signs and all that kind of stuff. The day labor and equipment, which is the top line of $225,000, that's the transfer that we do from the motor fuel tax fund to the highway fund through our vehicle and equipment rental from the MFT fund over to the highway fund. The day labor materials there, that comes from that bottom $381,000 number. And then the contract is our typical seal coat maintenance program that we do, because we don't have the equipment to do that, so we contract that to a local contractor to do our seal coating program. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and second. It's open for discussion.
I have a question.
Yeah.
With that and the rest of the things going on, what does that do to our motor fuel tax dollars? I'm worried that that's going to roll out even quicker than what we thought. Or was this part of your budget?
This is part of the budget.
Okay.
Yes, for 2015.
Yeah. And I thought part of it would be, but I didn't know if there was something else that was going to...
No, this is not outside of our budget that you guys...
About to approve.
Okay.
But this has to be signed and approved by January 1st at IDOT.
Okay.
Keep it simple.
So that we can begin expending the money.
Okay.
So that's why it comes to you in November, because by the time it gets down there and they get it signed, it'll be January 1st probably. Pretty darn close.
I'm trying to keep this organized, are you?
I'm trying. I got a lot of stuff that didn't make the packet because it just got to me.
That's mine on. When does this need to be? Do you want to approve it this at this county board meeting?
Oh yeah,
November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So is that one approved? Then missed the vote when I was walking around.
No, no. It was open for discussion. So. Seeing no more discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
All right, the next resolution is, I just passed around a joint agreement that was sent to me by IDOT on Wednesday, which has to be back in Paris the day after the county board meeting. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to have to get you to sign that immediately the next morning.
Sign that off today.
Because we got to pass this resolution giving you the authority.
Pass it and I'll sign it.
Huh?
Pass it and I'll sign it.
You'll sign it with that date?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that. And then I'll have it
in my
office.
We get it up in case something happens.
Okay.
We don't want to miss out on this.
All right, sounds like a plan. This is a resolution giving the chairman the authority to sign the joint agreement for the County Road 1 project. You'll see back in the, there's a lot of, all the standard verbiage in there, but in the second to the last page there in the addenda, it shows the actual cost breakout for the project. We've got truck access route program funds, $900,000, that's state money. Highway safety improvement dollars, $855,000, that's federal money for the safety improvements along Dewey Fisher Road. STR, $3,010,000, that's federal, state, well, it's federal money that comes through the state. They call it state transportation rule, but it's federal money. And then the county portion is $2,175,000. And the next two resolutions that are on your agenda for motor fuel tax and federal aid matching is what makes up that $2,175,000 match from the local agency for the Dewey Fisher Road project. We have all the right-of-way secured. All the checks are coming through the auditor's office right now to be sent out to the landowners. And that will be on the state bid letting January the 16th of 2015. Usually takes about 60 days to get contracts out of the state. So we're hoping the contractor can start work on that project around April 1st. And we have a completion date of November 1st on that project. So it's a pretty aggressive schedule for a contractor to be able to get that done in one construction year, but I think we can get it done. That'd be a very nice upgrade when it's done. And as you can see from the joint agreement, you know, a $7 million job, and the county's paying around $2.2 million. Mr. Jay was asking me before the meeting how we're gonna kind of keep things rolling here when we're gonna be more hand-to-mouth with our motor fuel tax funds in the future. And these are the kind of projects that I'm going to have to keep pushing for, where we have multiple pots of money going into one project. But like I told him before, to wrangle $2.2 million out of a $2.8 million motor fuel tax allotment in the future is probably going to be very, very difficult. I mean, we're using some of our reserves on this one, of which we know are going to be out here in the next couple of years. So we do a major project like this in the future, it's more likely that we're going to have to save the money for a couple of years to make our share to be able to do these types of projects. You know, this is 10 miles, so it's 5% of our system of 200 miles. But, yes, sir.
You through?
Yes, sir.
How did we do on the job now, money? Did we get anything?
That money is being used for Olympian Drive. We got some money back, God, I don't remember, 3-4 years ago. We didn't get any of the big IJN money. Now, what they did do is they put money from the Illinois Jobs Now bonding issue through the motor fuel tax fund so that it was, you know, divvied up based on the motor fuel tax fund. So we did get about $200,000 a year over the last, 5 years. Mm-hmm. It wasn't specific towards a job, which is good, because then we can use it for, you know, what we need to use it for.
But did it help us then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's gone now. But it has helped us.
Maybe we need some more.
Just a question. From the original packet to the new one here, basically the TARP changed by just a little bit. Is that something that will continue to change, or now you know that's the bottom line? Okay.
The original letter I got said
$900,000. I know it's not much, but I'm just thinking it changed.
Okay. And when it went to Springfield, they rounded. And of course, they never round up. They only round down.
Okay. That's fine.
So they rounded down to $900,000, and that's why there's a...
Just don't want it changing.
A new
again.
Agreement there. Nope. Once this one gets signed by us and by the secretary, okay, you know, that's where the funding levels are set.
Okay, yeah, did we get a motion and a second on that?
I was finna ask him, how bad are we hit on the gas tax?
How bad are we hit?
Well, we've been losing so many people leaving. That's part of it.
Yeah.
They're leaving Illinois for some reason.
Well, we're down 10% over the last 5 to 6 years on our gas tax money coming into the county. And it's a lot of different reasons, whether it's fuel efficiency or people leaving or prices at the pump. There's been a lot of discretionary monies that get taken off the top before we get our cut. That doesn't help either. You know, so it's a number of different reasons why the motor fuel tax money coming to the local entities has been down and continues to be down.
I'll second Max's.
That's kind of bad.
It's been motion.
Well, what can we replace? We want to find something to replace that somehow.
It would be nice.
Well, Lorraine, I think you're going to have to go to Springfield and push it.
Then I'll do it.
Okay, it's been motion and second. And so we continue on with the discussion. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
I'm going to have to leave in a few minutes. So I'll get you to sign one of these that we have here.
That's, you can get that one.
Dated the
you got it.
County Board, what's the 20th?
20th. Dated the 20th.
Yep. Thank you.
Here.
You got a pen? All right.
I ran off of that money.
Next item is a resolution appropriating the $400,000 from the federal aid match tax funds for the construction of the Dewey Fisher Road, which is, this is a portion of the local agency match from the joint agreement that we just talked about. So that resolution and then the next resolution make up the local agency match on the Dewey Fisher Road project. So I'd ask for your approval of those two resolutions, if I could.
Move.
Been moved and
second
by Diane. Okay, open for discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next, multiple petitions and resolutions.
So you got one.
We didn't take both of those in the same way. Okay, we'll do them separately. All right, sorry. Resolution for the $1,775,000 from the motor fuel tax funds for the local agency match for County Highway 1.
That one I'll move.
Second.
Please.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, now we're down to the Township Road District petitions and resolutions. Mm-hmm. We have a number of them here. We sent out a letter to, as we always do, around August or September to request projects for the 2015 construction season, both small and large types of drainage structures under township roads. The county bridge fund, you know, is set up to help the townships on a 50-50 share with the replacement of these small structures, which all of these are here, except for the Brown Road District one. So the first one is from Hensley and Summer Road District. $20,600 for the replacement of the structure. There's a map there. It's basically north, it's Market Street north of I-57. I'm putting in an 8x3 concrete box on that roadway, which is on the township line. So I would ask for your approval of that petition resolution.
Been moved.
Second.
And second. Open for discussion. Jay?
Pardon me?
Did you want to have some discussion?
No, I didn't.
I will. Jeff, when those are on township lines, is that split evenly between the townships or is it a portion somehow?
It's split between the townships based on their tax base.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. It's not 50-50?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next petition is for Newcomb Road District. Two culverts requested from Brett Cox. Total cost of the structure is estimated at $25,600. You'll see the location map there for Newcomb Townships. Two projects. One of them is a 4x2 concrete box. The other one's a 4x3 concrete box to be replacing some existing metal culverts and a concrete box. So I would ask for your approval of those two.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a question. The county has to pay the other half of it?
Township pays half, we pay half. Basically, what happens on these projects is we buy the actual structure and they put it in. So it's assumed that that's pretty close to a 50-50 split. So we'll have them delivered to the job site. They will hire a contractor to do the work and have them put in.
Okay. Diane?
I have a question. With all these box culverts going in here, I mean, are we kind of grouping all the pricing together on
yes.
that? And
that's why they're all coming up at the same
okay.
time.
And yeah. That way the township gets the benefit of that too, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now, we do bid them separately from the distributors, but typically if you put this many out, you're going to get better prices.
Right.
I believe all these are going to be made by the same company. The County Materials here in Champaign got the low on all of these, I believe.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Kenny Dering has petitioned us for two culverts in Ludlow Township. One is on the county line between Ford County and Champaign County. The other one on 1300E, replacing a 72-inch elliptical CMP with an 8x4 box culvert at one location, and another 4-foot metal culvert being replaced with another 8x4 box culvert in Ludlow Township. And even though the one on the Ford County line and Champaign County we typically share, Ford County, there was actually a structure at the intersection of 3600 North and 1300E that needed to be replaced this year, and we did a gentleman's agreement with the county engineer in Ford County. They've already replaced that structure, and we're going to replace the one just to the east there with a box culvert. So we are sharing with Ford County. It's not in a formal resolution, but they did replace one, and we're replacing the other.
I'll make a motion to accept that.
Second.
Motion is second. Open for discussion. Well, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Jerry Christian, Crittenden Road District, has a petition for the replacement of a 42-inch elliptical metal pipe with a 6x3 box culvert there, just north of County Road 16 in Crittenden Township. I'd ask for your approval of that one.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I've been second by our Lord. Okay, Chris?
Yeah, item four, you've got a compromise instead of a Crittenden.
Where do we have that?
Paragraph four of the Crittenden petition.
Of the petition.
Cut and paste.
Yeah, probably so. We will correct that. Thank you.
No problem.
So that's Compromise Road District?
It should be Crittenden Road District on page 30 in the petition. We'll have to change that and where it says compromise, I should say credited.
Okay. Okay, it's open for discussion.
Same thing happened in the next.
Seeing none.
Yeah, it's your favorite word, apparently.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Somebody was trying to get compromised some money, weren't they?
Yeah.
All right. Next item is Sadorus Road District box culvert replacement, just north of Ivesdale in Sadorus Township, replacing a 6x3 with an 8x3 box culvert at that location on 100E, and we'll change that petition to be corrected.
Make a motion.
Motion and second. Open for discussion. I've got one. Why is their cost is so low at $17,600?
What's that? Mm-hmm. It's just a single box culvert, and it's a, what is it, an 8x3?
No, it's a smaller one.
Let's see. Yeah, it's a little bit of a smaller one. 8x3, some of them are bigger, 8x4s. Just depends on, we call around and get quotes basically from the different distributors and use the numbers that were quoted for the petition so that we have a legitimate number for these before we bring them to you. So that was the number we got quoted.
Okay.
And where is this, Jeff? We don't have a map.
This particular one is just north of Ivesdale on 100E.
Page 35.
Okay.
Oh, you're on your phone. Okay.
Yeah, I've got page 30. Was the map later?
Mm-hmm. It's after the resolution. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've got it.
Okay.
Did we skip one?
There's Crittenden. It's Sadorus is what you were looking for.
Yep.
Ludlow, Crittenden.
This should be Sadorus.
Sadorus.
Okay, any more discussion?
I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 $25
dues.
Okay. We're staying when you need them.
Is that what you guys do at your meetings? All right.
It's not related to that really, but I'm just wondering how was we coming with Olympic Drive?
How we're coming? Well, that's at the end of the agenda. We will talk about that.
Okay. I'm a little bit too quick.
Yep.
Yes, you are. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next one is for Compromise Road District, so that petition's right.
This guy's pretty slick.
By blind luck, we had a compromise one, right? This is on one of the windmill roads that was redone during the windmill project. He's got an existing 15-inch corrugated metal pipe.
I said that is last.
Not being able to carry the velocity of the water and the other junk that comes through it, so we're going to replace it with a 4x2 box culvert on 2500 North there, just to the west of County Road 22, $20,200.
Motion approved.
Motion and second, my lord. Okay, it's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next one's a little bit bigger price tag, Brown Road District.
Wow.
This is a bridge deck replacement of bridge on Turkey Farm Road just south of Foosland across the Lone Tree Creek. Mm-hmm. It's a three-span bridge that was built in 1969. Mm-hmm. And the deck, the old deck beams that they put on there have a lot of cracking on them. And we're worried about the integrity of those deck beams in particular, because this road carries a lot of farm-to-market type of grain trucks, which Mr. J will assure us are all right at legal load limit, right?
Of course, absolutely.
At least. And so we're going to just replace the deck, but since it's a three-span structure, that's a pretty sizable cost to replace that deck. We're estimating it at $280,000 to replace that deck. That will be township bridge funds, paying for 80% of the project, and then the county bridge funds will pay for 10, and Brown Township will pay for 10%. So.
Motion to approve.
Second.
The motion is second, and it's open for discussion. Are we going to increase the weight load on that bridge?
Well, it hasn't been decreased yet, but I'm worried it might totally decrease to nothing here in the next couple of years if we don't replace it. It means it might fall in.
No, I mean, are you going to increase the weight load?
No, it'll be legal loads, 80,000-pound truckloads. That's what's going across it right now. But there's some pretty severe shear cracks right where the beams are sitting on the abutments and the piers that are compromising the integrity of the deck. So those are not the deck beams we're going to use for this project. Those were the beams that they used back in the late 60s, early 70s. They just don't have the load-carrying capacity that the current deck beams do. But the abutments and the pier caps and the piling are all in very good shape. It's just the deck that is cracking and having issues. Okay. So we'll lift. This is similar to, we did this on Kirby Avenue, if you recall, when they were doing the I-57 bridge. Mm-hmm. We pulled that deck off and replaced it while they had that road closed. This will be a similar project. It's a longer project because it's mm-hmm. three spans. That was a little single span bridge, but we'll essentially take the old deck beams off. We'll have to do some work on the abutments because the new deck beams won't be as thick as the old ones were, to bring that bridge cap up a little bit so that when it sets, it's level with the roadway, and then they'll put new deck beams on it.
Well, maybe, just maybe, we get the bridge at the highway, buddy, if they go on and pass the thing and get it out to us. I think that would help too, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm.
Every bit helps.
So I'm hoping, further north in the county. And that's a dim, because it looks like the same old. I've been watching that. Congratulations, you all, for kicking our butt.
What? Only in one, not the rest of it.
Well, the only thing, I was kind of hoping that they had some kind of deal going, but when I looked at the thing last night, Mr. Bader said, no, it's the same old program. I said, uh-oh.
Lord, we can do that at other business.
Okay. Now, I'm going to cut it short, but if we can get that bridge and highway money, we need it.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Madam Chair, I have to leave. I just want to say it's been great working with the Highway Committee. It'll be my last Highway Committee meeting. And of course, I'll say my goodbyes at the County Board meeting on the 20th. But I do want to announce that on Friday, November 17th, at 6 p.m., I'll be doing my first radio show. I'll be working with WEFT 90.1 FM, and my first radio show will take place on November 17th. So
are you
that's
doing
some of the things
Al?
I'll be doing. What's that?
Is it going to be a Big Al?
Yes, it is. Actually, it is. It's going to be a Big Al show on politics, business, economy, and agriculture. And my first broadcast will be on the Muhammad Aquifer, and I'll have some guests.
Excellent.
So it's going to be fun. So looking forward to it. I'll see you guys next week.
Okay, so
cool.
Thanks, Al.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple other boards that look like I'll be. Yeah, keep my community service going.
Okay. Yeah, we
I'll see some of you, I guess, tomorrow morning.
Office.
What's that?
So we missed you the other day at the regional office.
At where?
I'm sorry. Regional office. Education.
Yeah, I couldn't make it. I had a little emergency with my grandkids. So.
Yeah.
But
that was good.
Okay, I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Okay.
We through all those then?
Yes.
We made it? All right. Next resolution is a resolution authorizing the county board chair to sign road use agreement with Ameren Transmission Company. I just passed around the, what came to you in your packet had the word draft in the background. I just received the actual, what they would consider their final draft from Ameren this week, so I passed that out. This has been reviewed by the state's attorney's office, and they've given me thumbs up on the legal language within this. Basically, you know, this is for the Illinois Rivers Project, where they're bringing the line south out of the Rising substation down south of Monticello Road and then going east over to Sydney. They're going to be using some of our county roads to transport concrete and their poles and the other equipment that's necessary in order to build this line. So this is a similar road use agreement as we had with the wind farm, where they're going to go out and do video footage of the roadways before they actually start using them, and then after, and we'll do an assessment and see if they've done any damage, or if they do any damage during the construction process, they're responsible for it. Obviously, I don't believe their equipment or their loads are going to be nearly what we saw with the wind farm development, but yet they're doing this all the way across the state with all the counties doing the road use agreements for their transmission line. I don't know if it was required when it came out of the Illinois Commerce Commission to do this or not, but this is the one that we put together for Champaign County. And this is a resolution giving the board chair the authority to sign it.
Motion to approve.
Everybody in session?
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Okay, it's open for discussion. Diane?
No question again. Okay. Basically, Ameren is giving us an idea of what roads they're going to use for the county.
Yes.
To do, what was it with the rivers?
Well, that's, it's called the Illinois Rivers Project.
Uh-huh.
It's a transmission line.
Okay.
And this one is just specific to Champaign County. So they're coming out of, you'll see on your map there,
mm-hmm.
like look at the last map. It mm-hmm. says Volkert on the bottom.
Right.
They're coming out of the Rising substation up there on the mm-hmm. northwest corner, coming south with their line, and then it turns and goes east over to the Sydney substation. So all the roads that are marked in green are the routes that they're going to be using in order to haul in the, they have to build the concrete bases for the poles, they have to haul the
so
poles.
So this is
in.
All putting new electrical in?
Yes.
Okay, that's what
yeah,
I thought, but I wasn't sure because it's at the Rivers Project, and that just threw
I don't
me.
Know why, yeah, I don't know where that name came from. But that's the name that they've termed the entire rebuild of all their Ameren transmission lines across the state. So this is part of that overall huge project that they're
they
doing.
They are ugly.
They are. They
yeah,
are
Jeff, is this a, these towers or the steel poles like they used on Neal Street? Same,
yes.
Or Dunlap, I guess. Same type of deal.
Okay, Lord.
Okay. So are they going to move all the poles out of that stuff? On their own money.
Oh yeah, this is all on them.
Yeah.
This is all on private easement. None of these poles are within the county road right of way on this project. They're all out in farmers' fields to the chagrin of the farmers.
Well, that's a blessing.
For us, yes.
They you just make you pay something, but that's a blessing.
They're gonna pay us $8,000 to administer permits and oversee everything, which is nice, I guess.
Okay, Jim, and then you die.
So really, what they're saying is this is the cost of the permits, and then they're going to study the roads before they go out and drive and do the construction, and then they're going to study them again afterwards, see what kind of damage, and then they're going to fix the roads?
Yes,
okay.
If there's any fixing that needs to happen.
Right.
And which then, I shouldn't say this, but I highly doubt that the kind of loads they're talking about are going to do any damage to the county roads. Now, the townships have their own agreements with Ameren that are not within this agreement. I could see them doing some damage on the township roads if they travel during the wrong times, you know, spring when the roads are soft or so forth.
Yeah, and I wonder about the ditches also, but did they have the same agreement before they did the other towers?
Those towers, they didn't, the only county road they used was Staley, and I wasn't even, didn't even know that project was even happening until it happened. That's the one that ties into the U of I.
Yeah, and it goes out, goes.
And those same towers, which are right there by Rising Road, I assume they're using those same towers because they got the lines on one side. I assume they're going to use the other side in order for this transmission line to get over to Sydney. But they didn't use any county roads for that particular project.
I don't remember, I mean, I don't remember signing an agreement to do the same thing. And
this is actually, I mean, we have, Ameren does work all over the place all the time, and I've never had a road use agreement with them to do a project. I don't know if this was something, I believe this came out of the Illinois Commerce Commission, that they were told they had to.
We should question that and see what they owe us for that.
What's that?
For not doing the agreement in the beginning for the other towers.
Well, they didn't use any county roads, so it was all township roads. The only road they came off of was Staley Road. They got one little entrance off of Staley Road, and they did an entrance permit for that, but they stayed out in the fields as far as hauling everything. They tore the heck out of the farmers' fields, but yeah. And then 45's not ours. You know, I assume they had an agreement with the state to do all that, or the railroad. Those things seem to be almost on railroad right away.
Went down Duncan.
Not ours either. None of that's ours.
I think they did use a little bit of county right away in that project that they paid for. I know the county got a check from them.
They did?
Yeah, for a nominal amount of money for in lieu of permitting fees. So there's an existing agreement where they pay per mile of new transmission line they put in.
Maybe that's just within the corporate.
I assume I assume it's actually a county where that crossed county right away or used county right away.
Okay.
But that's not a road use agreement. That's right. More of a right-of-way
gotcha.
Construction permit agreement. Goes through
so that went through
goes through planning, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. So I'm happy with the agreement.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Just wanted to make you aware of a budget amendment that's going to be going to Finance Committee, and this is for our county bridge funds. Maybe Chris has already seen this, but as you know, from year to year, our projects kind of ebb and flow from one fiscal year to the other, and sometimes projects get held over and don't get paid for because, for one thing, the state is very, very slow in billing us. When we do a federal aid job and they have to bill us for our portion, we have the bridge down on the St. Mary's Road, County Road 16, that's been up for 3 years, and we finally received a bill for that from the state. We've got a couple other projects that were held over and some projects that we're finishing up this year. So this is $200,000 from our fund balance in order to pay for those projects that came in that were, you know, from previous years, and to make sure we can make the payments for projects that we're finishing up this year. It's no harm to anything. It's probably money that we won't spend next year because we're spending it this year, but that's kind of the way the bridge fund ebbs and flows. You just don't know when the bills are all going to come in.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Now we come to your Olympian Drive update, Lloyd.
All right. That's been a long haul, haven't
it? The project that's currently under construction, we had planned to close Lincoln Avenue so that the contractor could do the dirt work because they have to haul across Lincoln Avenue from the Barrow Pit, which is east of Lincoln Avenue. But with the weather that we got this fall
and the fact that they really never even got started on the east side of the railroad tracks because of the whole Squire Charlo thing, where they wouldn't allow us to be on their property till September. Basically, they gave up on doing the east side this fall. We opened Lincoln Avenue back up either earlier this week or later late last week, so it'll be open all during the winter. They do have a majority of the fill completed on the west side. Autobahn, who took over for O'Neill Brothers because O'Neill mm-hmm. Brothers is going out of business, is coming in next week to do abutments and pile driving and that kind of stuff on the west side of the railroad tracks to get that side of everything built, hopefully before the snow flies. And then they'll move over to the east side next year as soon as the weather will allow, and scheduled to be done with that portion of the project by this time next year. The east end of Olympian Drive, which is the project we talked about last meeting, where we need right-of-way from the Atkins Group and the Lowe family. We have agreements with both of those people to purchase their property at the price that we had talked about during closed session. So I feel confident that we'll get those tied up here in the next few months. The city of Champaign, who will actually be the owner of the roadway and is drawing up all the right-of-way documents to be signed by the city and by the landowners for that project.
You mean the west side?
East side. He means the west side.
West side, I'm sorry. Did I say
that? That's why you just kind of caught my ear there, and I'm like, yeah, but he's talking about that, so maybe I'm...
From Duncan to where it currently ends there.
The other east.
Yeah,
the other east. The east to Lincoln.
We heard about his old board, huh?
Yes.
That's good.
We have to get Mr. Sherman on board, not that he's not going to be on board, but there has to be an agreement with the township, because if we're intersecting Duncan Road and there's mm-hmm. some work being done along Duncan Road. Remember the whole thing we dealt with down on Curtis Road back in like 2006 when Champaign Township tried to say that the city didn't have the authority to rebuild the roadway and all that? We don't want to run into that again. I don't think Bob's objecting of the project at all, but it's just a matter of getting that written down and signed by the appropriate people. So that's all clear. So that leads into that whole discussion about the monies and mm-hmm. how we were trying to get the IJN money switched over to Lincoln Avenue, and the secretary basically denied the request of Naomi Jacobson to have that money moved. So now we got to go back to Kuats and talk to them about restructuring the funding mechanism for Olympian Drive and Lincoln Avenue. We're still, you know, $1.1 million is what we passed a resolution for. We're not going to pay any more than that. We hope it'll be less than that. But the Kuats back in the 90s, they passed a resolution that said that we could not use urban federal money on projects at a greater share than 50% of the total cost of the project. Because they wanted to be able to spread the money around to different projects. Well, now that the Olympian Drive is going to be way less than 50% because all the IJN money has to go into Olympian Drive, we're hoping to go to Kuats and say, hey, look, since we basically traded out IJN money for federal money on Olympian, can we override that policy for the 50-50 deal on Lincoln Avenue and get it up to an 80% split, which is what federal rules will allow. Whether that'll happen, we don't know until we go ask the question. That's Bill Gray's kind of heading that up, because Lincoln Avenue is a city of Urbana mm-hmm. project, even though we're a party to it. So those conversations will be happening over the winter. Hopefully we can get our portion of, you know, that $1.1 million down somewhat, if we can get more federal money into the Lincoln
we
Avenue
need
project.
To go out there. So. Okay, Jeff.
Yes.
How much is that hour in the county from the city limits?
What's that? It's all in the county. None of it's in the city. That's why I'm doing the right-of-way negotiations.
That's like we got the responsibility.
That's why, yeah, the county board has always asked that all those projects that are out in the county on the fringe of the urban area that I do the negotiations, because the city just tends to walk in and say, here's what we're offering you. If you don't like it, we're going to take you to court. Well, as you recall from Curtis, the Curtis
Road project. That's why I was kind of curious. They the one that pushed that project right on in and then hooked us up with it.
When we hooked ourselves up, we passed a resolution.
Yeah, but when we closed it out, when they come back, they hadn't planned everything, didn't say nothing to the county.
We've been pretty integral in the process.
Yeah, I know after they got it going back, but
yeah.
See, I closed that out being my, he was sick like I am. How is he doing?
Steve O'Connor?
Mr. O'Connor?
Yeah.
He passed away.
Lorraine was sick, and me and him worked on that close the limit. Old Limit Drive out at the time, Lincoln Avenue, and that's when they didn't have their money.
Right, that's when the school districts were all arguing.
Yeah, so we just closed the thing out, and when they come back with it though, they had to did all the planning and going on before they even talked to the county.
Well, the good thing about Olympian Drive is there is actually no county money in either the west end or the east end of Olympian Drive. That's all Illinois Commerce Commission, IJN, the Illinois Jobs Now yeah. money, and federal money. So there's no county money in the, except for time.
I see that. Yeah.
I got a question. Okay, you said there's going to be money left off the Olympic Drive. Can we use that money to further on down Olympic Drive, further than Lincoln Avenue?
No, the Olympian Drive, the IJN money was specifically for these particular Olympian Drive projects. And they're making us spend it on that. They won't let us transfer it to anything else. That's basically what that letter said from the secretary.
Okay, then. I'm a bit confused. If you said we really don't have any money involved with this, what's the $1.1 million
That's
for?
That's Lincoln Avenue. Olympian,
that's we Lincoln, don't. Lincoln, not Olympia.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And we had
the old Fringe Road Agreement going back into the 90s. We said that we would participate in the Lincoln Avenue project. But there was nothing in there about Olympian Drive. So that's kind of where the whole process is. We hope to bid the west end of Olympian and build it next summer. You know, maybe bid it in April. It's a pretty quick project because it's so short.
It's almost already.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Maybe a two-month project. They should be in and out of there to build that last leg going over to Duncan.
Jeff, what happened to O'Neill's? I saw the auto bomb signs up there, and I was kind of surprised. I'm glad you explained what was going on.
O'Neill's told everybody about July of this year that they're no longer going to be in business at the end of the year. They've been in business forever.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on there.
Family-owned operation.
Tiring.
And the family, isn't interested in running it anymore.
They sell everything to Audubon? They're going to take over?
No, they're actually just liquidating the entire company.
What about all of our contracts that we...
We have one with them that they're completing right now, that they're going to complete. And then the one on Olympian Drive they transferred to Audubon at the same price.
Same money.
Same money.
Same contract term?
Yep.
Wow.
Obviously, it's not good for the construction industry around here and for our prices to have one of the competitors out of business. But Hugh Galvin, who he
you.
And his, I think he has two sisters possibly, mm-hmm. and they owned it together. I think Hugh was still interested,
mm-hmm.
But his siblings were not, and he just didn't have it within him to take it all over,
right?
You know, financially on his own.
Right.
So they're liquidating it. They've had...
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
God, he's a good guy, yeah.
They've had people out looking at equipment on our projects, you know, because it's all going to go up for auction. And they did approach some different contractors about purchasing, you mm-hmm. know, the business.
Mm-hmm.
But however it works with union... As far as retirement goes, mm-hmm. O'Neill's had a lot of obligations on the books. Somebody mm-hmm. said like $1.1 million mm-hmm. in retirement obligations. If they just sell off and liquidate. Apparently that gets kind of gobbled up by the entire union as a whole. But if they were to sell it, somebody had to assume that $1.1 million. And nobody was willing to do that. So there you have it. Now they're just liquidating all their equipment. And Mac, who is the overseer of O'Neill's, is still going to be, they're still going to have their recycling operation out on North Lincoln. They're still going to have their sand and gravel pit over in Mahomet.
He'll be kind of like the superintendent, if you will, for them.
John Peisker, who's their engineer, is looking for another job. I know that. So I don't know how many, I don't think they're keeping the people that were working on their bridge company in the business anymore.
I've never thought about an end loader, but maybe I ought to buy one.
Rubber tire end loader.
Need a couple of cranes?
Yeah, that'd be good.
I got a place you can park them.
I was going to put them in my backyard.
I got a backup. I got a couple of backups you can have. Get those off.
So, yeah. They basically told all their employees by Thanksgiving, we won't have any work left for you to do, so you need to find other employees.
At least they gave them a few months' jump.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's better than just saying, here's your slip seat.
I'm hoping that
they'll get picked up somewhere.
I think Foyt's is really becoming a big,
huge
name in the construction industry again. They kind of went away and did all the private development stuff. Mm-hmm. In the late 90s, early 2000s, mm-hmm. but since that's kind of dried up, they've come back to the local. Mm-hmm. They used to be a big bridge builder.
They're all
back
over
in the
place.
Early 90s.
They're in Bloomington, they're everywhere.
So I'm kind of wondering if they'll start, if they might pick that side of things up again. I don't know that they will, but they may. I mean, they got the Olympian Drive job, all the dirt work out there. That's a huge project.
Well, my husband's with Mid-Illinois, and my son-in-law runs the office there, so. They've been busy too. I mean, they had the craft and the Yahoo building and downtown, and they are swamped, running like madmen, trying to catch up. They did that Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mid-Illinois Concrete and Excavation, and their crew is union, but the office is not.
Okay.
Bill's part of the office group.
So I'm hoping to see Foyt's as a bidder on the Dewey Fisher Road project. We'll see. I don't know. There's a lot of asphalt on that job, which will kind of control it, which lends
CA
more towards
maybe?
Yeah, CA
or
across,
or whatever it is, or
yeah,
cross,
open road,
yeah,
maybe.
Open road.
And that's going through IDOT, right? That's on the IDOT.
Yes, mm-hmm. That'll be on the IDOT letting.
Wow.
Yep. But the good, we pushed hard enough for this right away that we're going to be one of the first jobs on the street for 2015 because we're bidding it in January, which was our intent to try to get
mm-hmm.
good contractors, good prices
good.
Before everybody gets full up. And they still got 130 and 150 to complete from this year. Those obviously won't be done by the end of the construction season, but we should be the first big project in the area being bid in January because the state's not bidding anything until March or April as far as their road construction projects go.
And all the land acquisition on Dewey Fisher was
done.
It's all cordial. Resolved.
Yeah.
85 checks going in the mail this week.
I'm not really happy about that, but I'm happy we didn't have to go to court on any of them. That's
yeah.
That was an easy one, though, really, for the most part, wasn't it?
Well, I'm not going
to
say that.
No, but I mean,
I was just
as far
about
as
to say, I'm impressed
never
enough.
No,
to
I mean, as far
effort.
As dealing with the people, I know the whole process is a crazy
there
process,
was,
but
there
might
interesting
be a couple
individuals
of
individuals
yeah,
out there.
But other, there always are. But I mean, in the scheme of thing, when you have 85 of them going out and probably 90% of them were.
We started on June 2nd,
okay.
And here we are, November, whatever it is, today, the 7th. And we're virtually done with all the right-of-way acquisition, which I never would have dreamed it.
Yeah.
That's great.
I
think some of them are going to go to new Camaros or new Mustangs.
spending on whatever they want.
That's what I'm
getting
tried.
A new John Deere.
None of them like to fill out the W-9.
Yeah, no.
Nobody wants. They're like, I'm going to get taxed on this. Like, well, I don't know how you couldn't. It's income.
No, I thought the county highway worker just showed up with an envelope.
That's what they used to
bill,
do it.
Right? I have hand-delivered some of the checks to make them happy. I haven't gone that far, but it hasn't been cash in the envelope yet.
Go out to the Murray Girls and get some brownies or something.
Okay, Jeff, what we have for designated would be 8 and 12.
Now we've got 7, 8, 9, 10, all of 11.
Can you put like 11 in 1?
Omnibus?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
We didn't pass it that way.
It'll all go on consent.
And then 12, even though you voted on 13, there's really no action required by the Highway Committee.
Yeah, it'll go to Finance.
That goes from Finance. So basically everything from 7 down through 12 should be on consent.
Okay. Even the one that the chair got to sign?
Yeah. Yep. That was on consent. That was all unanimous. Yep.
Okay, other business, the approval of the closed session minutes for October 3rd, 2014.
Move to keep them closed.
I'll second. Go ahead, Lord.
Okay. You're not.
We're moving to approve them.
Close. You're moving to approve
to the minutes. To keep them closed.
Mm-hmm. Not keep them closed.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Approval of the minutes.
Approval of the minutes, yes.
So I still
move to approve the minutes then.
You still want a second? Okay.
Okay, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay, any other business for the Highway Department?
Yeah, Max wanted you guys to see this video.
He's humoring me with it. I was out there in one of the first musical roads, and it's pretty cool. And I mean, if there's a road. Place. There's a place, of course, you need to get a sponsor for it, but...
Well, your little tourism group.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure somebody would want to pick that up, but it's kind of a cool view.
It's a unique concept. There's no public money that I know of to pay for anything like this, but it definitely is kind of pretty
And
cool.
I drove it.
Oh, we got a...
We'll roll it here. The speakers are back here, so hopefully everybody can hear it because that's what it's kind of about.
I thought you
were
going to.
This is tunneling between Albuquerque and Tejeros. You may hear something strange on Route 66. Part of the road now sings, literally. Tonight, Action 7 News reporter Megan Bruce takes us on the musical drive and explains why it may make our state safer. It's a familiar tune in an unfamiliar place. America the Beautiful, plagued by rumble strips embedded into old Route 66. It's called a singing road. Built just west of Tejeros, it's the fifth of its kind in the world. Okay, ready? This is how to make the road sing. All you have to do is reduce your speed to 45 miles an hour, then aim for a strip on the right side of the road, and... voila! America the Beautiful.
Is that cool?
Yeah. So the speed makes the noise.
Yeah, you've got to do the speed because it's time the way the rumble strips are. You have to have the speed at that speed.
Unless you're like you're in America, the beautiful, really fast.
Yeah,
the speed
you have
metal
to do 45. Huh?
Of course,
that's cool.
That's interesting.
Wake you up.
That's right.
The light's not playing. Sorry.
But anyway, if there's a.
That gives you an idea of what it was. The rest of it's just commentary from the State Department of Transportation. But it's a unique idea because their theory is that people will drive a certain speed and they will obviously keep their wheels inside the white line because they're trying to hit that rumble strip in order to make the road, quote unquote, sing. And it's not just the rumble strips that are put in, but they actually embedded some metal plates underneath the roadway that make that tone from your tires. National Geographic paid for this particular roadway. They're doing some kind of story about, changing the way people do things, including speeds and so forth. So it's an interesting idea. We do rumble strips along our roadways, obviously, but they're...
We try to keep people off of them,
not to put people on them. But it is kind of neat.
It's a neat idea.
You know, it's a tourism tie. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I mean, people, well, you don't want to put it in a residential neighborhood because it's you get people out there all times of day and night listening to the tune. And I was thinking if there was any tunes, my recommendation would be White Rabbit.
No, I'm. You know, that just made me think. You know, coming off of Curtis, it looks so nice to have the U of I emblem there. Can you imagine going up to the stadium or something and having the
put it on First Street or something?
I mean,
put
that
U of
foundation
I
is that money. Let the U of I foundation do that. One of the streets or something going in.
I don't know how they figure out how far they got to be apart and all that. Somebody's done a lot of engineering to get that to play the right tune.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people do that with, you know, the old computer printers, dot matrix printers. You can control their speed and make them sing and create music with pretty much anything,
isn't
that I guess.
Cool, though, how that works?
Yeah.
It wasn't real musical, but it was identifiable.
The fight song's kind of a good idea because, you get somebody coming off the interstate and also...
Like hail to the...
But the tough thing is you really don't want to do it in residential.
Play the fight song on the way in and the alma mater on the way out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Put her on First Street between Curtis and Windsor.
Yeah. We got a plan for the U of I Foundation money there.
Okay.
See if you can pitch that.
I'll take this to CBB
and see who we can entice.
That'd be awesome.
Did we adjourn? No, we haven't adjourned yet. Right. And which we could do that right now.
Make a motion.
Sounds good.
Second.
Make a motion. Right. Motion and second. In discussion. Okay.
I don't have any place to go right now.